If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cribs of Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful mystery.
I'm Jay Clone 19.
We're recording this 5 days after everything else has been recorded.
Well, yeah, it's definitely an off day.
That's the middle of the week compared to all the episodes before and after this. I was extremely sick. I still am sick, but I'm not like deathly ill.
They get a little break in the middle of the week, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your break.
Just so heads up for the rest of the week.
There's more sick ones coming.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is one that is not our typical bag that we do.
Okay, this is new.
Yeah, but during CryptoCon, a couple, well now, like 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whenever we're recording this, like a month ago.
Just say a month, yeah.
A bunch of people did not know this existed.
Okay.
And I think it's adjacent to what we talk about a lot.
Okay.
You remember what this is at all?
We learned it at CryptidCon?
I told a bunch of people about it at CryptidCon. I've learned this many years ago.
It's not the Ohio Ear Eater.
No, that's a good one. We will.
That was a different conference.
Mm-hmm. Now that Cincinnati had superheroes and villains.
Oh, I do remember this. Yeah. The superheroes of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like literal.
Actual like.
We're not talking about like just good people.
Not cops and firefighters, which can be superheroes.
Right. No, we're talking about literal.
Like a guy dressed up.
Comic book superheroes.
Punching a guy that's trying to poison the water supply.
Right. Yeah. It happened.
It happened. It happened for a long time, actually.
So this is adjacent, I'd say. I think you're right.
It's not quite, because if you remember, in our Mothman, our first ever season finale we ever did.
Yeah.
That they thought Mothman was like a vigilante for a second. There was like a one newspaper article. It's in the book by Jeff Wormsley with all the newspaper clippings.
They literally said anything back then, didn't
they?
Well,
they just, because they seen a humanoid thing
right.
going over roofs.
Yeah, but like, come on. Superhero like, vigilante must be that. Or
maybe
bullet.
Not a superhero vigilante, but okay. like a guy dressed up running across roofs.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
More like that, a costumed crusader.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Now, this is, he's from Milford, Ohio.
Hmm.
And there are people that know his identity, and nobody is sharing it. It's still not public who he is.
Okay.
I know people that say that they know some of the crew, because there was a whole, like, league of superheroes and a whole league of supervillains.
Like a...
Shadow Hair, though, is the main guy.
Shadow Hair.
Yeah.
Like hair, like...
A rabbit.
Rabbit hair, not the hair on your head hair. Yeah.
Kind of had a Batman-esque costume.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of scary looking. Like, if he was running out the alley out of you, it would be scary. And he was a real-life superhero. So we kind of think he was born in or around, like, 1987 is some of the guesses.
What? Okay.
So he's a little older than us.
Yeah, just a few years older than me.
He's from Milford, Ohio, but he is all over the Cincinnati area, him and his team. He definitely had martial arts training, and we'll get to it later. Probably some kind of military training. Some people claim special ops with his behaviors and how he conducted certain things.
Okay.
But yeah, he was active for about 5 years, and that was from about 2005 is when they say it started, to about 2010.
It's a pretty long time.
And it was an injury that he stopped, that he got while superheroing. And he ran the Allegiance of Heroes out of Cincinnati.
That's pretty sweet. He was on his crew.
Hmm?
He was on his crew.
We'll get to that. But like anything else, the police department did not like Shadow Hair. Yeah, you got the ick.
No, I don't. I just had a little tickle.
We're just going to dump about a gallon of mullein and horseradish alcohol into you.
Psh, the oil. That's what we need.
Well, the horseradish is also for congestion, but it's an alcohol-based one.
Oh, that's an alcohol-based one?
Yeah, dissolved. Okay. I mean, you use like 2 milliliters of it. So
right,
it's,
yeah.
But it's still strong. Like horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
Did not get any less potent. A Shadow Hair is a pseudonym for a vigilante superhero who operated in Cincinnati from 2005 to 2010. He stated that he lived in Milford, Ohio. So okay. Milford is like one of the little suburb towns of
like Blue Cincinnati. Ash. And,
yeah. It's actually right pretty close to Blue Ash and all them.
Okay.
So a bunch of people were like, well, you know, probably know who he is.
Hmm.
You know, there's only a couple you can really
point at.
Yeah. He was wearing a handmade black suit with a stylized hair, as in the rabbit on the front, along with a cape and a mask. He patrolled the streets looking for crime in progress. But he also gave out a lot of meals to the homeless.
Oh, that's cool.
Although not supported or endorsed by the Cincinnati Police Department whatsoever, he cooperated with the police department, making citizens' arrests when necessary.
Okay, as you should.
Mm-hmm. The police department did not care for him very much.
Mm. He was cutting into their budget.
Yeah. Shadow Hair claimed that he had skills in... Okay, this is the martial arts I could never say right.
Okay.
Sharan Ryu.
Oh, I have to see it.
It's like, it's got the U's with the little lines over it.
Where about?
That one line by itself.
Oh, Shadow Hair claimed to be skilled in, oh gosh, Sharan Ryu, maybe.
I was pretty close.
Yeah, you were. That's what I would say, maybe.
Sharan Ryu.
There you go.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
And many other mixed martial arts. He also carried... Now, when I first read this, I misread it.
Okay.
I thought he said he carried a mace.
Okay.
Not mace.
Not mace. You thought, like, the medieval club?
Yes. Yeah, I'm like, wow.
The now spike and ball.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, a Morningstar had the spike and the ball on the chain.
Oh, that's right. The mace was just a big
it was basically just a bludgeoning instrument. If I was back then, that's what I would probably carry because I have no skill.
A mace.
So you just need something big and heavy to swing.
Just hit him hard with it.
But no, he carried mace, a taser, and several pairs of handcuffs.
Okay.
But I kind of wish he had a mace.
That would be cooler.
Imagine you're trying to rob some lady, and a guy dressed up as a black rabbit comes out of the shadows,
clubs you in the head
with a mace,
and kills you.
You're like, you know what? I turn myself in.
That'd be a way to go, though.
It's like Shadow Harrow, unfortunately, was injured. He received a dislocated shoulder while assisting a woman who was being robbed, actively robbed.
Oh, wow.
A lady was being mugged, and he ran out and was fighting the guy and received a dislocated shoulder.
It's just like from a movie.
He frequented Cincinnati public events, though, especially ones he suspected may turn violent. Hmm. Using the tagline, "I see the shadows of the shadows."
Oh, that's pretty good.
He received international internet and television news coverage ranging from support to mocking.
Okay.
So there was a bunch of people there. Like, he had fan clubs and stuff like that.
How could you not?
And there were people that were like, what was it? What was the guy that hated? Picture this Spider-Man.
Oh, I need more pictures. J. Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah Jameson. There was a bunch of people in this night like that.
Like, they need pictures of.
Well, he's just like, he's awful.
Yeah.
Like, we got to run through the mud.
Yeah.
The Milford chief of police was weary, saying he's putting himself in jeopardy for something he is not trained for.
Right. Well, because, you know, the police now, big cities operate, they need there to be crime and stuff to happen so they can keep people in check, basically. It's keeping you on your toes and scared.
So the rest of that sentence was, he's putting himself in jeopardy for something he is not trained for. We don't want to see anybody get hurt. So nothing about the woman that he saved. And that was that happened several times.
Yeah.
And then he also, like I said, fed the homeless. He would just show up to stuff and kind of hang out in the back. Like just be there. If it was going to be violent, could be violent.
I can't believe no one like bum rushed him in like a group and unmasked him.
I think he was very trained. I mean, you could do it.
Well, not according to police.
Yeah.
And they know everything.
Yeah. I think you could do it. But I think several people are going to be severely injured in that
process.
Mm-hmm. But Shadow Hair continues activities until at least 2019, stating, "If I have to save someone else in an alleyway, or if there's someone right now who needs my help, I will rush in and willingly give my life."
Wow. Not many people can say that about.
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the last things he ever told the news.
Hmm.
He was also a part of an Allegiance of Heroes, a group that included many other masked crime-fighting calling themselves Ecliptico, Wall Creeper, and Master Legend.
That's their three others?
That's the other famous ones.
Yeah.
He patrolled the Cincinnati area alone, or sometimes with a few of the members of the Allegiance, distributing business cards to any of those who were interested.
Oh, I was just about to ask, how do you, form this group if you don't want no one to know your identity, you know? It's pretty much just got to be a group of friends unless someone else just starts doing it and they decide to meet out in the street one day.
So we can talk about theories of this group in a second.
Yeah.
There's not much on the other guys besides there's a little tiny bit about Master Legend, but they did a really good job of keeping themselves when it was over, it was over.
Yeah. They didn't come out and...
Mm-mm. Still, I mean, it's 2020, almost 2026. So this is 16 years later.
To me, I don't know why, but to me, it's telling me they were military and stuff. They have that kind of discipline
to
keep it under wraps and just to keep the discipline of keeping it just between them, I guess. I don't know.
At the time, he traveled to work with other local superheroes in the city, such as Mr. Extreme in San Diego.
Traveled to work.
Mm-hmm.
Where's work?
According to Shadow Hair, the two attempted to identify and locate a rapist.
Okay.
So there. Now we could talk about that. I'm 99% sure he did catch it. Like there was a local rapist going around,
mm-hmm.
And this is I think a big thing with the police.
Yeah.
Is he did catch the local rapist?
Okay.
And the police were mad because then they can't use it. Now here's where I guess. Maybe some of the police make sense, where all the evidence during that is inadmissible to court.
Okay.
The arrest is inadmissible to court because he just grabbed the guy.
Yeah.
He did stop the guy from raping anybody more else.
That's good.
Yeah. But I guess for putting the guy in jail, there was other problems from a vigilante doing it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
I guess so, yeah.
Because they can't use any of that stuff. Because who's to say that he didn't just put it on the guy or, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything that Shadow Hair would do that. I'm just saying
right.
that as far as our legal system goes and the benefit of the doubt, there's a guy you don't know who he is.
Right, yeah.
Caught
yeah.
this guy, said he is the rapist. Here's what I found on him. Hmm. Well, then it's his word against, you know, and one guy doesn't have an ID.
Mm, yeah, true.
So
I don't know. It is complicated.
Not saying he shouldn't have stopped the rapist because he should have.
Should have, yeah.
But yeah, Mr. Extreme helped them catch the rapist.
That's pretty cool.
So in a 2011 early television premiere, journalist Brian Hartmick investigated a disappearance from Cincinnati, or in his disappearance from Cincinnati, and revealed that he may have went back to the military.
Wonder if that's, well, yeah, I guess maybe, but if you,
I think what he means is.
Maybe it's like a.
There was a guy that they suspected was Shadow Hair.
Yeah.
And he left Cincinnati about the same time Shadow Hair did, and he rejoined the military.
Interesting.
So the guy had a military career.
Well, I wonder whoever that guy is, if it is that guy, what position, you know, he went back to the military for, because, you know, if you're, obviously it's not on the boots on the ground position. Or because if you're injured and stuff, they ain't going to take you. They ain't going to take you back. So it must be some kind of like, you know, role, like, I don't know, authority role kind
of. That, I mean, I do know some of that, and I'm not an expert in the military whatsoever. I just hung out.
Me either.
At a lot of
Veterans.
Veterans associations and stuff like that.
VFWs.
VFWs. And what's the hospital? I just forgot the name.
The VA.
The VA. I've spent hundreds of hours at VAs.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been like hired back for training.
Right.
As
yeah.
in like boot camp stuff and stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
Not the physical.
But especially if he had certain special ops and stuff like
right,
that.
Right. Exactly.
You know, come back. It's, you know, not an easy job, but it's not like you're not punching people in right. Cincinnati.
Or being a Green Beret on right. behind enemy lines.
So that's pretty much it. That he did a lot. They showed up to a lot of parades. They were never purposely. I don't think they ever had floats, like their own float. But they would just show up on other people's floats and walk around through the parade and stuff like that. They would be invited. There used to be a contact, like a phone you could call.
Huh.
They get a hold of the association.
That's pretty cool.
There's just not a lot on these guys. And I just think it was cool that Cincinnati, Ohio. And there were other real-life superheroes. Like I mentioned, Mr. Extreme from San Diego.
Yeah, in California.
Yeah.
That's pretty... I mean, Cincinnati, it's our home state. Or it's in our home state. You know, I didn't... Until we talked about it at that conference there, I didn't know about this.
Everybody
I didn't know about these guys.
Everybody thought I was making it up.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, they did. But I didn't know, like, a Bruce Wayne guy's out there actually doing it. You know, minus the attack, but that would be cool too. I do wonder. I wonder who it was. I mean, it doesn't. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But there were superheroes out there protecting us. I just don't like how the police, how they don't want them to, I guess, step on their toes or get hurt or anything. But why do the comments always have to be so so negative?
Well, because they don't want to encourage it.
Yeah. But
like they weren't like if they wanted to catch him, they could have. You know what I mean? Because he was
Shadow Hair.
Yeah, because they were at parade. He was at parades and stuff like that publicly with cops.
But he wasn't like I said. He didn't do anything wrong.
No, but like if they wanted to
stop him. Yeah,
they could have.
And that would have looked really bad on them.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that I think it was more just to maybe discourage that kind of stuff.
Hmm. It's just, I don't know, just seems funny.
So there's a theory that this group was, at least him, Ms. Shadow Hair, ex-military. I'm looking at Mr. Extreme right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very scared if Mr. Extreme was coming at me.
There's pictures of these guys?
Yeah.
Like in action, I guess? or in the field.
There's a picture of Mr. Extreme.
Yeah, that would be scary. He looks pretty wide. Like, muscly wide.
He's very jacked.
He looks like a mesomorphic minotaur.
I don't know. You use words I don't know.
You know what mesomorphic is? It's like a big boned, let's just say. You're wide.
Oh, okay.
Stoutly, like your bone structure. You got.
So he was the leader of the other. That's why him and Shadowhair did stuff. He was the leader of the West Coast version. The Extreme Justice League.
Hmm. He looks like you'd be like some kind of private security, like private military, you know?
You remember I was telling you about Officer Meat Hammer?
Yeah. That's what he looked like?
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
Like, he was only like 5 foot five, but he was probably 5 foot five wide.
Wide, yeah. Built like
a big square.
They used to call it a brick something house, but I'll just call it a crap house. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, so the military training, like you already said, the secretive nature, how everybody kept their mouth shut.
Yeah, was this guy?
No, I'm talking about Shadowhair.
Yeah, I know, I know.
How the big theory is that they were a group of ex-military that got out together, whether it was just a group of buddies or mm-hmm. they were in the same unit or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they just kind of formed this and started doing this, and it was more of... I think of it as more of a deterrent, like the kind of the Batman idea. There's a giant, scary dude dressed up as a monk, like not a, like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't look like a rabbit. Right, Shadowhair is not an accurate name. Looks like he looks like a demon.
I'm gonna have to look him up. Let me see a picture of him.
He looks like a demon coming out. Like,
well, I mean, so Batman does too. If you're not,
yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that a bat doesn't sound like a scary thing until it's a jacked dude, coming out of the dark at you.
We should be Shadowhair for Halloween. That'd be a good one. Okay, yeah. He looks like a version. He looks like a mix between, like... He's on his Segway.
Let me see the picture.
Okay.
This is great radio.
Yeah, I know. He's like...
That's one of his early costumes.
Okay, the early
But you
model.
Imagine it's dark, and then he starts beating the putty out of you?
Yeah, that would suck. That would suck.
Like, the Segway is making it goofier than it is.
Yeah. No, that's... I would be embarrassed too. So, like, yeah, I'm trying to imagine myself being a guy on, you know, like mugging that lady. You got the nuts enough to, I guess, steal a mug from, well, I guess a lady. Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm that very big of nuts, but.
You're stealing a mug?
No.
You just said you're stealing a mug.
Huh?
To mug a lady.
To steal or mug.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, yeah. But then having this guy pop out of the shadows in this, like, Halloween costume and beat you up, that would be, and you go back to your...
Oh, no, he was arrested. He was handcuffed to a pole.
That guy was?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, you get arrested. You finally, when you get out, you go back to the boys, you know, and you're... What happened? Gosh, this is the Shadowhair.
A kid came out of the dark.
A kid in a Halloween costume... beat me up and handcuffed me to a telephone pole. Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Gosh. The other guy had Vigilante Spider, The Grim, Divine Force, Night, and Midnight Moxie.
Hmm. I like it.
I'm all for this.
It was like that movie that where those kids were superheroes. It had McLovin in it. That's all I remember. I can't remember. I never.
Shadowhair did have supervillains too. They had real supervillains.
Okay, so like,
So there was a little bit of like a comedy thing with it.
Too, okay,
where I think the supervillains were some of their friends. Like, they would show up during parades and like
fight,
kind of play fight and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's great.
I think it was for more little kids
entertainment. Yeah, like, just it's real life entertainment. It's not even a TV show.
Like is Doctor Doom coming?
Right, yeah. Is he going to be here? Oh, I hope you don't ruin this parade. And then he shows up to ruin it. We could do that here.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard in Ada.
No, it wouldn't. It'd actually be really fun. Imagine like the parades we have, you know, like Harvest Nerd Festival.
Me dressed up in a big like blue suit carrying a ball-peen hammer around.
And then I'm the villain. Like some squirrely, like rat-tailed.
Squirrely Dan.
Squirrely Dan. That'll be my name.
Pinhead Larry.
And I'll just basically be like, I'm basically Wile E. Coyote. I want to be that mixed with like Neo Cortex from Crash Bandicoot.
Gosh, I can just imagine me in a morph suit.
Oh, Jeb. Jeb, I think we need you to draw this.
He's already backlogged. So, yeah, no, I think they are military. I think there was a group of guys that were hanging out and they were tired of seeing stuff or maybe wanted some action. You know,
oh, I can see both that. Yeah.
It's hard to step out of the military.
Well, especially too, I mean, what was that? Would you say 2010 to 2015? Somewhere?
2005 to 2010.
2005, 2010. So, yeah, especially then. I went in high school and graduated high school all in that time.
That's post 9/11, Desert Storm, all that.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah, because what was, yeah, because, yeah,
age
2001.
Is a guess off of that one news reporter thinking that they knew who he was.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's approximation.
But he was younger. Mm-hmm. You can tell from the pictures and the, like.
Because, well, let's say, 2001, 9/11 happens, you enlist. 4 years later, if you get out. But
that'd be actually right.
Yeah, it would time up right. I'm just wondering if you're in there long enough to learn. Yeah, you probably would. 4 years enough to learn all that crazy stuff.
I mean, they could have been in there longer too.
Like before then, mm-hmm. even. Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, Afghanistan itself, I mean, it was, we should.
It's not that.
It's not that.
Not the show.
Either way, but if I was a soldier there, and you go over there and you see what's happening and all that, and you don't, you come home. That can be a big...
And there's a rapist in your neighborhood. And
yeah.
You're like, well, why don't I just go do that?
Like, yeah. Well, it's take care of it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't I just stop that?
Yeah. You're
I
trained
can
to
stop
do it.
That.
Yeah. Being over there that long.
There's a guy robbing a lady.
Yeah.
I can stop that. Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. Then you call up your buddies that were in your platoon that left with you. It's
you
like,
guys
hey.
Want to wear costumes and go beat up criminals?
Well, I wonder if they talked about it. Because I would have probably talked about it back when you were in.
Think about this is like the real Captain America. Captain America, the guy that gets back kids. And his group.
The guy, yeah.
This is not uncommon.
Yeah.
For military dudes when they get back.
Yeah.
I think there's probably four or five groups that are stopping drugs, are recovering kids. If anybody didn't know, let me find his name. The Captain America dude.
Yeah. Well, you're referring to the Captain America, not, like you said, not the comic book character, but the guy. There's a guy out there that basically stops child trafficking and saves kids.
He recovers kids.
From child traffickers, yeah.
The traffickers don't ever go to jail.
Well, they don't ever go anywhere.
They
apparently.
Don't ever go anywhere after.
They just don't. They disappear. But the kids show up, and he saves them. So that's the Captain America you're referring to. And I mean, that's good work. There's just so much evil out in the world, especially nowadays. We need superheroes, not just literally like these guys, like Shadow Hair, which is nice. I mean, I welcome it. It'd be nice. I don't know. It's just nice. It's nice knowing. That's, I guess, somebody's out there just putting that little bit of fear in or hesitation in someone that maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I shouldn't mug this lady. Maybe I shouldn't rape this person. I mean, horrible, horrible things, but it's nice having that counter out there that's not just, religious based or anything like that, like the fear of God in you. Some people that do all that stuff don't believe in that and that don't really work for them. So having a guy in a costume, a scary costume, show up out of the shadows of an alleyway at night when you're doing mischievous things might be a little frightening. Did you ever find that guy?
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's been several.
Oh, okay. Guys that do that?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, American vigilanteism.
Sergeant Block is one, but I don't know if that's the guy that was recovering kids.
Two, like this also makes me think of it. Stuff just going on, not just in our hometown, but I think across everywhere is as like technology grows and we in our relationship with technology grows, we're losing that relationship, that community, the fellowship with our community and our neighbors and our friends where, that prevent things like that, muggings, break-ins, robberies, horrible, just bad, negative things that aren't good for community. And usually it's just people in need that are doing that stuff. And it are sometimes just people are off a little bit. They're either in need or they're stuck or they're hooked on something. But we don't, as our relationship with technology grows, we sever that relationship with each other where we can kind of watch over each other. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have, I think we need more of this back. Kind of get people together again. It's something to rally around and like, hey, something good to rally around. Not like, the new hit song that's out that hypnotizes everyone. you know, like that Demon Hunter song. That's the most recent example. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, ain't it odd that every single person knows that song and I just love it for some reason, just some odd reason. I love it. And let me guess, you do too, huh?
I do like it.
See? It's weird. It's weird.
It's like Thomas Massey.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that at all because there's not a campaign where everyone is like railing against him because he says something truthful.
Oh, not the show.
Yeah, I know.
I just think this is great.
I think it is too. I think we need more of this. But I don't encourage people going out in costumes. I don't encourage that.
No.
But I encourage, like, you know, when our military comes home, we have too many problems where they're not taken care of.
They are not taken care of, and they are very skilled.
Yeah. I just think, yeah, I don't think our country does a good enough job at taking care of people who risk their lives and their time and their lives to take care of us at home. And then when they get back here, there's nothing for them. Or when they're in need, their resources aren't there to take care of them. It's sad. So I don't know. I like the.
So now you can come home and be a superhero.
Yeah, come home and be a superhero. Like, we will take you. Shadow hair.
I was just looking. Okay, the Extreme Justice League, they had a little bit bigger budget.
Was that the other one group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their costumes are terrifying.
Oh, they had a production. Was that the one in California?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. They got, you know, Hollywood connections. They can get the costume
the
designers.
One, the head guy is out of, it's like the West Coast
version.
Because there's a bunch of them are in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Like there's, yeah.
Yeah, well.
The Grim is a giant biker dude that wears a giant blue skull and his beard comes out the bottom of it.
These guys need a movie. These guys need, oh, you ever seen the movie Mystery Men? Here's my reference. Someone made that comment.
That you make a lot of references to someone movies.
Says we need a counter or a countdown that says this many days, or what was it? This many days since Jay's reference to 80 or 90s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's, well, I think this one might be early 2000s. So Mystery Men with Ben Stiller. You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's like got the, and it's got the dad from Shameless, William H. Macy. You know who he is?
Sure.
You've seen that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the dad, you know, the drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He's in it too. So they're all superheroes, just like this. But they all have like weird, unique powers. Like Kel from Kenan and Kel's in it.
Okay.
His superhero power is he's the invisible boy. So he can turn invisible, but he can only turn invisible if nobody's watching him. So that's his superpower. But there's a part in the movie where they have to sneak by these like motion sensor cameras. He's like, I can do it.
I've seen this.
But I need none of you can watch me do it. And they're like, oh, yeah, all right. And he does it. None of them watch it, but he really does go invisible, and he sneaks past. Or, yeah, Pee Wee Herman's even in it. He's the spleen. His superpower is he farts on command.
Yeah. I just was going through the directory of the superheroes on the East Coast or the West Coast, the Extreme Justice League directory. There's one guy that just called Bear Man.
Bear Man.
Mm-hmm. He is a guy with my build.
Okay.
So a little bit larger man that wears a mask and bear ears.
Pretty cool.
And he fights with his bare hands.
Like, does he have like
clawed hands?
Yeah, like bear gloves on, you know, with big claws, or is it actually just his fists?
It's just his fists.
Oh, okay. So bear, B-A-R-E, hands.
He has a foe named Apathy.
Ooh, okay. Laziness.
Gosh.
Is that like a joke too?
I think so.
I think so too. I don't think there's a villain out there named Apathy. Although, you know what? Apathy is a villain inside all of us. It does not serve you. It is a villain.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode.
I think this is fun. This was cryptid adjacent. I think you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't quite. It almost gets on that. An anti Spring Hill Jack.
Kind of, yeah.
That it may have just been a guy with some money. Being dubious.
I would imagine they had to have. Well, at least the West Coast ones had to have some monies or connection.
Their costumes.
Or a sponsor.
Their costumes. They could just be like, they got one buddy that's a LARPer, and he's just like, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
I love making costumes.
I don't know. Maybe. I wish I could have got their autograph. Maybe we can one day.
They're still, the East Coast one's still, or the West Coast one's still active.
Oh, really? It's like today?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You don't hear about them on the news.
Yeah, the Grim. They say he's retired, but he just did the interview in like 2022.
Huh. Well, that's 3 years ago. Yeah.
But, I mean, then just like he just was walking around and a giant, like 6'5" biker dude with a big beard coming out from underneath of a giant blue skull.
Yeah. No thanks. I wouldn't cause any mischief around him.
Yeah. Imagine acting up.
Yeah, no.
Don't be acting a fool out there.
It'd be like when you're little and you act out in front of your dad. Not good. Just don't do it.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Have a Merry Christmas. Remember, next week's episodes are still Christmas-themed, including The Man That Ruined Christmas and a special appearance from Santa. And then we'll be back to our normally scheduled programs. You guys did a lot of, we got a lot of comments about the plasmoid episode, part one. And most of you guys, I haven't heard any comments where you don't want us to go in anymore. Some people are very like, yeah, do the whole thing and it's straight.
Gosh, the 90 something pages.
Yeah, because we're on page 2.
Okay.
But they said they loved it. And a lot of other people suggested, yeah, do like an every other thing.
Yeah, I seen
sprinkle
that
it
one.
In there.
We and, should just, yeah,
I'm
we
like,
should.
It probably is more accurate to what we'll do.
We should just start reading scientific papers and then breaking them down with my zero experience and your biology experience.
Very, I mean, I have a very limited knowledge of,
right, yeah.
of science. It's just
the layman's man's interpretation of.
That's not a real word.
Scientific papers.
A guy named Ed at my old job. I won't say his last name because he's a very, very high ranking biologist.
Okay.
I was 99% sure he would make up words.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody would correct him.
Hmm. Like discombobulated.
No, like, I'm talking like a $30 word.
Oh, $30. Oh, he even Scrabble.
Made up some letters.
Oh, dang. You get that triple square.
But, because he was using it for like scientific dissertations.
Hmm.
So it just, but it's, he was like one of the guys.
Yeah.
So who was going to be like, well, that's not a word, Ed. That's, you don't know the word.
Yeah.
It'd just be like, you just don't know it.
You don't know it.
Because you're going to look dumb if you ask what that word means.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
I liked Ed a lot, though. Ed was fun.
You don't question people like that. You just nod your head and agree.
I think he just wants somebody to ask him. Because he'd just smile and
he's
be like.
Waiting for the moment. Someone questions it.
Finally got caught.
Yeah.
All right. I've been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
I've been Jay Clone 19.
Merry Christmas. All right, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cribs the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.